Yes, hello. Good afternoon, Amy.
Hello. Yes. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's long time not missing your voice.
Yeah, I think so. Were you busy?
Yes, last week I remember the last talk, and I told you I want to extract my teeth, and so in the tomorrow, in the Friday or Tuesday, and I, because my aunt, she was a dentist, and so I extract my whitest teeth.
So
two teeth.
Oh, really? Which part? Like upper or lower jaw? Which part of your
Because she took many anesthetic to me, so after 3 hours I came out from the anesthetic. So in the Friday I can't talk, and it has a strong feeling of pain. So I ask for leaving because I just ate some congee and couldn't speak too much. And I speak all day.
It's really painful. Oh no. What about now? Is it okay?
Oh yes, it's okay because I can talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, they said once you had your teeth or tooth pulled out, they said it's good to eat ice cream like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the last year I was extracted to and also it was the wisdom teeth. So from the Friday I was to extract four teeth. Four teeth is two pairs.
Oh no. That's terrible. You know what? I don't like pulling out my teeth or tooth.
Yes. Yes, because my aunt, she was a dentist, so she advised me to exchange my teeth. That was helpful for me.
So she told you that you needed to, have your teeth pulled out, right?
Yes, I don't want to, and my sister...
I guess no one wants to have that kind of painful feeling, right?
Yes, and my sister, she extracted her teeth too. And last year, and when I go to the hospital, and my aunt to extract my teeth, and she was appear with me, and but my aunt look for her teeth, and found her shoes to extract her teeth, and she was very.
That's why. Oh, you know what, Amy? Same here. I am about to have my implant, but I'm really scared too. I always, had it postponed. I always ask my dentist, can you just do it next time like this? And then the dentist asks, why? Because I'm scared. I'm scared because that's implant, and that's quite painful. So, but I had to. My dentist also told me, you have to, because it's going to be dangerous for you if you're going to school.
I think it's true. I think before I took my teeth, and I think about it in the Thursday, and I even count sleep because I imagined for I should to extract my teeth, and I imagined how
painful it is. But I guess you're brave enough because you had that already, right?
Oh yes, I never want to go to that place.
Yeah. You never want to go to that place again. But remember, the dentist is your aunt, so definitely she can just check your teeth and tell you what's good for your teeth. Same in my case. Even though it's just cleaning, I feel a little bit nervous. I don't know. I don't like that sound. Like that. I don't like that sound. It makes me
do you have the wisdom teeth?
Oh, I already lost all my wisdom tooth. So I guess the dentist always tell me it's your fault. You should have took care of your teeth. And then I said, I am not so sure of that. I don't know that it's important like this, like that. And then the dentist will say, poor But I guess it's okay. I learned from my lessons because now, I can see. Because sometimes when I eat something, it's hard for me because I don't have my wisdom tooth at all. So it's different when I chew hard food. Yeah. What about you? Are your wisdom teeth still there, or is it still complete?
I don't know. Some people say if you have the wisdom teeth, that maybe you have too many nutrients. So maybe you eat too much. So maybe you should need eat all. After I extract my teeth, and my aunt, she advised me because she don't like people to eat pears, so she advised me don't eat pears, but I was too pale.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Because for us women or girls, kind of hard to endure the pain, right?
Yes, because that all night the cheese was bloating.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, but yeah, congratulations because you still have that one.
Yes, I think so.
Hear that you successfully finished that dental treatment. Okay, so any other things that you would like to tell me before we have today's topic, Amy? What about other things? Did you go out last weekend?
In this Saturday, a sister, she has a wedding, but I don't keep to her weddings because of my teeth. So but my parents go to their place and they see their wedding very moving.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't because of that. Yeah, pain that you were suffering. Okay. So that's with that. What about this morning? What did you do? Did you go somewhere or did you do something else?
Yes, I go to the mountain to eat cheese with Mama.
Oh, okay.
And maybe I take the classes, I'll go shopping with my grandma because my mom wants to buy some t-shirt or some clothes for her.
No. Oh, you bought clothes again. Yeah, because Mother's Day is almost coming, right?
Oh, yes, I think so. But I should buy something for my mom.
Oh, okay. I guess aside from clothes, would you want to buy her other things? Do you think she needs other things?
I don't know, because sometimes because in the last year or in, I bought simple things for her, but after 2 weeks, and the things, she didn't use it, and I use it.
Oh, okay. So it's not being wasted because if your mother won't use it, you can use it, right?
Yes, I think maybe sometimes I'll buy some. I wanted the things and I'll buy it because maybe after they looked it and it will earn for me.
Okay. Yes. I guess so. Your mom can just support you with that. Oh, it's okay. You're my daughter. You can use it. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's kind of cute. Mother and daughter agreement. Okay, so are you ready now, Amy? Starting with today's topic?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have today's topic. Today's topic is more of, a different, actually it's not different. As you have said earlier, you bought something for your mom. So today's topic is more of that one. So purchasing or buying things. So for the first one, have you ever bought many unnecessary things on an impulse? Can you consider yourself an impulsive buyer?
Yeah. Yes,
can you say that you are an impulsive buyer?
Yes, I think maybe most girls will do it, especially bought some unnecessary things when they throw it or supermarket, cheap sale promotion.
Okay.
I don't know whether everyone has the same fish feeling of me. That is sometimes I'll feel these things are free while it takes a discount.
Oh, really? If it's a sale, it's okay. You buy it.
Yes, and I think I should to buy it because it was a take discount. So maybe after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it don't take a discount and I should buy it. That's why I should take too much money. So maybe this time I buy it. It's more cheaper for me. But after I bought it, I sometimes feel too regret to buy some many unnecessary things.
Why do you regret?
Because most of the I never use it until you throw it.
Really? Oh no, that's terrible. Until it reaches its expiration date?
Yes.
Not, oh really? Oh,
yeah.
Wastes money, I guess. You didn't save it
at
all.
I think that's too risky. And maybe this is a punish of impulses. After these things appears, and I told myself, don't do these things again. But when the supermarket or when the stores take sales promotion, I'll buy it.
Mm. Oh, okay. So you sometimes, consider if it's worth it, right? If it's worth buying for. I see. All right. So in that case, you consider yourself an impulsive buyer. So what about those not so good things of being an impulsive buyer, Amy? Can you tell me? Do you think being an impulsive buyer is good, or is it just a waste of money for some
reason? I think that's what a very bad thing, because for me, I think one of my aunt, she was my mom's best friend, and I think she was a crazy maybe a buyer, and
really?
I think she, yes, and I think maybe sometimes I was shopping with her two times, and she bought so many things, and she told me she can't control herself.
She can't control it. So do you think she's already a shopaholic?
I think maybe.
Oh, okay. So do you think being a shopaholic is kind of bad habit, or do you think it's kind of
yes Because sometimes you, if you buy too many things and you don't have too many times to dress it or to use it, maybe that was a very wasting money, or that was maybe that's too wasting money.
No, I think so, because it's not really a great idea. You're just, yeah, wasting your money with not so important things, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so in this case, I want to know, what about you? Of course, monthly or maybe weekly, you go to the department store or you go shopping. Do you have that specific budget or allotted amount that you should spend for a month, Amy? Or do you just buy things when you go out without even controlling your allowance or something?
I think maybe I'm not a person. If I go shopping, I'll buy things. One of my friends, she was this kind of girl. She was go shopping. She will buy some things when she go shopping every chance. Maybe just buy some simple things, and she think if she don't buy some things, and that was not shopping. But I think maybe sometimes shopping just with some friends or with my family, I enjoy the clothing, and maybe sometimes you want to buy some things and you go shopping, but you don't buy them, but you didn't look for your own wanted things.
Okay. So that's with your ideas, sharing experiences of your aunt. So this case, second question, how can we consume rationally? Like rationally consuming or buying things?
I think before we bought some things, first, maybe think what the purpose it is and how strongly I need it, and try to control. I just told you the aunt of my mom's best friend, and I want to tell her, control yourself and control the desire of pleasures.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you think like having that kind of checklist or like things to buy is also helpful for people?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. So what about you? Whenever you buy, like, do you just buy it or do you have that list, shopping list?
I think maybe if I go to the supermarket or go to the stores, and I found the things was cheap discount or they was do some sales promotions, and I'll go to the place to look for it. But I'll look for it, and I told myself, and these things I'll use it, and I need it. Whether I need it, and if I don't need it, I'll not buy it.
Oh, okay. So that's your guideline. Okay. So that's good. So for that daily topic, you were able to share your own experiences shopping and being an impulsive buyer. You said you are sometimes like that, but definitely you're trying to control it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess with that part, you were able to share your ideas. But of course, Amy, I guess time flies really, really fast. So I guess, yeah, with the lesson in our textbook on page 40, so we're going to continue doing that one.
Okay, we can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. We still have time tomorrow, so I hope you can take a good rest. Even though I know you're fully recovered from that dental treatment, still you need to take a rest. I'll call you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great afternoon, Amy. Call you again tomorrow.
Yes, same to you. Bye.